So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Hey everyone, Travis here. What you're going to hear today is a little different than what we normally do in this podcast feed. Chris and I are usually in the same call talking about a specific song in Kanye's discography. But over on the YouTube channel, we open up a little bit. We'll do fun like lists, you know, rankings and stuff, analyze music videos, things like that, that sometimes those videos help to have a visual component to them, but they don't always. And we thought they'd be fun to post here in the podcast feed as well. So that's what you're hearing today. If you want to go watch the video with it, you can, of course, go do that. But we thought, why not give you all the content you can get on the podcast feed? Okay. Thank you so much and stay wavy.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today's a little bit of an insane video. Someone made a Reddit post, Yellow King STE, Yellow King Stee, 5 days ago on West Hub Ever, and they posted it to R. Kanye too, that says every movie reference made by Kanye West in his songs. And this is extensive, and I figure for this video, as we're kind of in the off season, right? Ye is quiet, he's not really posting anything to Instagram, we don't have a lot of info. I'm just going to go through and read all of these, and we're going to discuss and react, and that's this video. So if you don't want to hear movie references in Kanye songs, then I guess stop. But if you do want to hear this, well then, buckle up. Here we go. Yellow King saying, hello. They didn't even say hello. Everyone knows that Ye is a huge film nerd. Kanye has using movies on lyrics, music videos, shirts, stage design, clothes, and even social media posts. Usually, rappers only reference gangster movies on their songs like Scarface, The Godfather, and Goodfellas, but took this to another level. But Ye took this to another level is what I think is the missing word there. I've never seen a rapper talk so much about movies. So I decided to list every movie he mentioned in his music and make a list. It took me 3 days to make it. I hope you enjoy it. So we're honoring Yellow King's work here. However, I created some rules to make the list. Here they are. I only counted the movie references made by Kanye. If a featuring artist mentions a movie, it doesn't count. I think that's fair, right? I only counted the references on music itself, not music videos, interviews, posts on social media, cover art, show, etc. That's also fair, right? It's the lyrical, like made in his songs. I only counted the verses that he undoubtedly talks about the movie, not some random word that coincidentally is in the name of a movie. Like there's a movie called Kids and Ye says this word in a bunch of songs, but never talked about this movie. That's also fair. That's a good rule. TV shows don't count. Makes sense. Actors, actress names don't count either, unless he's referencing a movie in the context. All right, I was wondering, this is actually the first thing that came to mind. They say, example, in the song I'm In It, he says, Michael Douglas out the car now. He's not only name dropping an actor's name, but making a reference to a scene from the movie, Falling Down, which is such a stressful movie. Unreleased songs don't count. However, I consider references from Donda 2. Mixtape counts. In one case, which the list of Living Like a Movie or Life Like a Movie, I don't listen to the mixtape, so I should know this song better. I'm revealing one of my flaws as a Kanye fan is I don't have a lot of mixtape knowledge, but this one song from the mixtape, Life Like a Movie, or we'll get to it, just dominates because Ye just keeps making movie references. What else? In one case, he didn't mention the movie, but he made the same flow as Brad Gluckman from the movie Malibu's Most Wanted. In the film, Brad raps, traffic, looking for my chapstick, feeling kind of car sick. There's a Ford Maverick. And Kanye uses the same flow in the chorus of Monster. Whoa, that is something I did not know. Okay, we'll have to look into that more. There are two interesting references. One, oh wait, okay, wait. traffic, looking for my chapstick, feeling kind of car sick. There's a Ford Maverick. Okay. Stop. Everybody knows I'm a monster. Oh, gossip. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, my chair is leaning all the way back. I usually have it locked. So when it's locked, I just kind of go. This is the furthest I can go back. But when it's unlocked. All right. If you're listening to this in audio form, that makes no sense. But just trust that in the video, it's hilarious. Everybody watching the YouTube video is cracking up right now, being like, oh, that rascal, Chris. All right. There are two interesting references. One, he mentions Francis Ford Coppola in the song To the World. This is a ghetto opera, Francis Foreign Car Coppola, or however he says it. And the Tribeca Movie Festival and the song Father Stretch My Hands Part 1, was down in Tribeca. That is not the Tribeca Movie Festival. Weirds down in, like, Tribeca is just like an area. They were in the Tribeca area of New York, right? Like, Tribeca is an area. Wait, am I crazy? I'm not crazy. You're crazy. Tribeca. Yeah, it's just an area of Manhattan. Okay. Yeah, okay. What's a club I went to in Tribeca? Oh, there's some like annoying snooty club I went to one time and got way too drunk. Was dancing on a table. I don't know. I was young. I was carefree. But Tribeca is a place, not really the reference to the movie film festival, but I count if he mentions a movie franchise, but not the specific movie from that franchise. There are tracks that he mentions Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, but not a specific movie from those franchises. That's also a rule I agree with. Samples don't count because I would spend much more time doing the research. So Diamonds Are Forever won't appear in the list because Ye didn't directly mention or reference the movie from his words, but uses the sample from the song. Diamonds Are Forever being a James Bond song, right? The same thing applies for Blades of Glory, audio sample in the track In Paris. Oh, that's interesting. I feel like that would be, I mean, it's not something that he raps, but you imagine it's coming at the end of his verse. Okay. I think I would count it, but we all know the reference anyway, so it doesn't, I don't think it matters. But we can see number of movie references on The College Dropout. It's 9 plus 1 bonus track. Late Registration, 7. Graduation, 10. 808's only 4. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, we get 7 plus 1 bonus track. Watch the Throne, 3 plus 1 bonus track. 3 seems low to me, but Cruel Summer, we get 4. Yeezus, we get 9. Life of Pablo is only 2, which, yeah, come to think of it, yeah. Ye has 4. Kids See Ghost has 0. I guess so, that tracks. Jesus is King has 0, but it has a million Bible references. Donda has 4 and Donda 2 has 4. Okay, so he's cut down on his movie references over the years, but we know he's still watching movies, you know? So there's a total of 120 references and 105 movies, where 31 are comedy movies or a genre mixed with comedy movie, 10 horror movies. Song with the most references, Living in a Movie. That's it. I was so close. Life in a Movie. I'm sorry to those like Ye fans that have been like do or die from the beginning or are so like hardcore they know the mixtapes like the back of their hand. I apologize. I'm not a perfect Ye expert, but I do my best and learn along the way, you know. Movie with the most references. I'm a lyrical expert and a huge fan, but I'm not flawless, you know. Movie with the most reference is Star Wars, 5 times. This is probably one of Kanye's favorite movies, but we don't see the fans discuss about that when it comes to Ye's favorite movies. We always talk about Akira, There Will Be Blood, The Walk. What's The Walk? Pacific Rim and Holy Mountain. What's The Walk? That's gonna bother. Ugh. I don't like to look things up on my phone while doing a video, but The Walk movie. Oh, whoa. Okay. It was the Philip Petit. It was a Robert Zemeckis film. I forgot about this movie. Who was it? It was the kid from the Alien TV show. That's not the reference that Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I don't know if anybody used to watch Third Rock from the Sun, but if you ever have, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was just this long-haired, like, rascal in that show. But most people know him from his, like, reintroducing himself in Inception, and had a slew of movies for, like, 5 years after Inception, and then kind of disappeared for the last 6 years, and then is kind of making a return at this point. But okay, The Walk. I forgot Ye referenced that. Was it on Twitter he was talking about and was like fanboying out over it? But that story is pretty crazy. There's a documentary on it too, and the documentary was pretty good. But yeah, Ye loves comedy movies, especially Will Ferrell movies. Like, he loves Will Ferrell movies, and I'm pretty sure he loves Danny McBride as well. Like, Ye used to say that he wanted Will Ferrell to play him in a movie if they were going to do a biography or a biopic on Ye. He's like, Will Ferrell should play me. But then I think he went down to see Danny McBride in 2018 when he was working on Ye, and he told Danny McBride the same thing. Like, if they make a biopic on me, I want you to play me, which I feel like I can see Danny McBride as like Kanye more at this point than Will Ferrell. I feel like Will Ferrell would do a good job, but between Danny McBride and Will Ferrell, I feel like Danny McBride has a little bit of the obstinance that you'd expect or could go off. Like, imagine Danny McBride doing the "you don't have the answer" sway moments. Spike Lee is the director with the most movie references. 2 times Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, Clockers, Jungle Fever. I have a personal theory that Spike Lee's movies influenced Ye on the way he talks about social problems in his first albums, because he grew up watching those movies. That's interesting. Excluding George Lucas, because Star Wars is mentioned 5 times. After Spike Lee, the director with the most movies referenced is Robert Zemeckis. What Lies Beneath, Forrest Gump, Back to the Future, and then, wait, The Walk. Oh yeah, but The Walk's not referenced in a in a song. Robert De Niro is the actor who appeared in more different movies that Ye mentioned. 5 times: Sleepers, Backdraft, Meet the Parents, Goodfellas, Meet the Fockers. In second comes Johnny Depp with Edward Scissorhands, Sleepy Hollow, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street. Samuel L. Jackson, Do the Right Thing, Juice, Jungle Fever, Revenge of the Sith, and Will Ferrell, Anchorman, Austin Powers, Step Brothers, Talladega Nights. Talking about Will Ferrell, he is Kanye's favorite comedian because the movies that he appeared were mentioned 6 times. 2 times for Austin Powers. Is Will Ferrell in the Austin Powers movies? And I just, why am I looking things up? Will Ferrell, Austin Powers, he's in those movies? Oh, I completely forgot about that. That's a thing? Oh yeah, Mustafa. Will Ferrell, okay. He's a henchman of Dr. Evil, appearing in the first and second movies. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. All right, Austin Powers and 2 times for Step Brothers. If you pay attention to Ye's references on Ferrell, you'll notice that Kanye doesn't mention the name of the movie like the rest of the other comedians, but a quote or a scene. Like I said before, I didn't count the Blades of Glory reference. Kanye also used a line from Step Brothers to explain why he married Kim Kardashian. All right, so this is the list. Oh my goodness. All right, how long is this video already? 12 minutes? All right, let's see how long this takes. So, it's the list goes name of the movie, name of the song, and verse with the movie reference. So, starting off, 1, Shrek, The Bounce, Gingerbread Man even said, "You're a monster." All right, so even like as early as The Bounce, right, Ye is making monster references. Huh. Okay, Fast and Furious, Keep the Receipt. It got you so souped up like the cars on the Fast and the Furious. Vanilla Sky, Through the Wire. I looked like Tom Cruise in Vanilla Sky. It was televised. Unbreakable, Through the Wire. Unbreakable, What You Thought They'd Call Me, Mr. Glass. Final Destination, Through the Wire Remix. I Know I Almost Was the Final Destination. Edward Scissorhands, Living in a Movie. They Call Me Edward Scissorhands because I'm trying to cut. Some of these are just like so direct, right? What Lies Beneath, Living in a Movie. So all of, I'm just going to stop saying living in a movie until we're done with living in a movie, right? Just assume until I say that we're not, that we are. What Lies Beneath, You're Going to Find Out What Lies Beneath right here. The Preacher's Wife. The Preacher's Wife, Don't Give Head, Get a Divorce, Man. The Kid's Been Calling You the Headless Horseman, like Sleepy Hollow when she sees Swallow. And then Sleepy Hollow is the next one at number 9. 10, we got 13 Ghosts. 13 Ghosts, Use My Hollow Man for Friday the 13th. You Be Ghost, Backdraft from the Toast. Oh my goodness. So Hollow Man is also in that line. Friday the 13th is in that line. Backdraft is in that line. Almost Famous, Get a Chain That's Stainless, They Almost Famous, My Bling Got Him Calling Me Lord of the Rings. Okay, Lord of the Rings, same line. The Shining, Make It Hard For Her to Do the Right Thing, But I Don't Say a Word, I'll Never Tell. Then we get Do the Right Thing in there, Don't Say a Word in there. 1, 2, Yay Coming For You, 3, 4, Better Lock Your Door, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Never Sleep Again, Nightmare on Elm Street reference. Of course, Sleepers, Shit's Deeper Than the Sleepers, Jeepers Creepers, Jeeper Creep Up on Your Block and Cops Clock Us, Try to Baylor Block Us, Use Absolute Power. So Clockers is in there, Baller Blockers is in there, Absolute Power is in there, 9.5 weeks. You gave him 9.5 weeks. Why are you trying to rush hours? Huh? Wait, is 9.5 weeks the movie that I'm thinking about? Oh, no, it's not. Okay, 9.5 weeks is a 1986 American erotic romantic drama starring Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke. All right, I'm thinking nine months or something, which was, who's the funny British guy? His movie in the 90s. Like, I was at a... the theater watching the Power Rangers movie in New Jersey, and at one point the Power Rangers go to another planet to get the ninja powers, and they're going to come back to Earth to defeat Ivan Ooze, right? And as they get the powers and they're getting ready to come back to Earth, the movie cuts and you just saw this couple sitting at a table at lunch on a pier, and they're talking Hugh Grant, that's it. And it's like Hugh Grant and Sandra Bullock or something. And they're talking at the table and they're talking for a long time. And my little kid brain, when that movie came out, I think I was like 8 years old. I'm sitting there going, okay, so what? This is the scene where we're going to see these people talking. Then the Power Rangers like are flying through the air. Or they crash land at the pier, or a monster is going to attack. I was just waiting for this scene to go from this couple talking to the Power Rangers getting reintroduced on Earth, or some problem where the Power Rangers have to appear and save the day. And it turned out that this was in the time where they still had to splice all the reels together. Like, they'd send the actual film and the film would go in the projector and play. And somehow this movie, 9 months, that was about Sandra Bullock's character, the female lead was, being pregnant and telling Hugh Grant, who's like shocked. So the scene went on a long time because it was a completely different movie that somehow got spliced into the reel for Power Rangers, and they didn't have the rest of Power Rangers. It was just that movie continuing on for another half an hour. So we had to come back the next day and watch the movie, and my parents were so upset by that. Like, imagine getting almost done with the Power Rangers movie when you're an adult taking your 8-year-old kid to go see it, and now you have to go see it a second time and just sit there through it all over again. I had a great time, but even I felt bad for my parents. Anyway, that was not 9.5 weeks. Rush Hour, You Gave Them 9.5 weeks, Why Are You Trying to Rush Hours, huh? Okay, The Cell. And in The Cell, Don't Drop Soap in the Showers, huh? The Cell is like a trippy nightmare movie, which is funny that they're talking about, like, you know, The Cell, but then dropping soap in the showers, relating it to prison. Unless I'm confusing that with another movie, The Cell movie. No, yeah, The Cell is a 2000 science fiction psychological horror film directed by Tarsem Singh in his directorial debut, and it stars Jennifer Lopez and Vince Vaughn and Vincent D'Onofrio. Frio. Okay. I said it enough times. Juice, they try to give me life. I'm out in an hour, huh? Back on the block with more juice than Pac. Three Kings, which Three Kings is a really good movie. You and My Things, like the Suicide Kings. There's only three kings, Me, Myself, and Irene. Me, Myself, and Irene is the next one. Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Jesus Walks. So we're finally out of living in a movie. So here goes my single dog. Radio needs this. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Happy Gilmore, Jesus Walks, saying we eat pieces of ish like you for breakfast. Huh? Y'all eat pieces of eh? What's the basis? So that's a quote from Happy Gilmore. Meet the Parents on the Jesus Walks remix. My prayers sound like Ben Stiller's on Meet the Parents. Romeo Must Die on Never Let Me Down, which Romeo Must Die is a great movie too. Jet Li, Aaliyah, right? And then not Arn Anderson. Oh, why am I blanking on his name? The guy from Blackish. Anderson is definitely the name, but Arn Anderson is the wrestler. Oh, my goodness. But Romeo, Jet Li and Aaliyah do a great job in that movie. And the song that Aaliyah wrote for that movie, one of her best, I think. I love that song. Okay. Now I just have to go and listen to that when I'm done with this. But I can't complain about what the accident did to my left eye, because look what an accident did to left eye. First Aaliyah, now Romeo Must Die. So he's referring to his car crash, right? And referring to himself as Romeo here.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Candyman on Breathe In, Breathe Out. So say my name like Candyman. Pootie Tang, School Spirit. See, that's how Dew became the young Pootie Tang. Goodfellas on two words, which is just fuck you, pay me. I blank myself saying ish, but then I just... But you got to quote Goodfellas, you know? Almost Famous on Last Call, and I was almost famous. Now everybody love Kanye, yeah. So that's two Almost Famous references. Juana Man, talk about our love. How you listen to a girl that still want a man? Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana Man? Anchorman, Back Like That remix. Second I walk in, the whole room got still. I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, kind of a big deal. The Best Man, Touch the Sky. Any girl I cheated on, sheets I skeeted on. Could it keep it at home? Thought I needed a Nia Long. Nia Long was the... He's summarizing essentially the plot of The Best Man, which Nia Long gets involved in that movie. Forrest Gump, Hey Mama. Forrest Gump, Mama Said, Life is Like a Box of Chocolates. Any Given Sunday on Gold Digger. I feel like Any Given Sunday is like a classic that doesn't get talked about enough. It's such a good movie and such an interesting take on a sports movie. I will say I think Any Given Sunday is a masterpiece. It's just a masterclass of filmmaking, a great story. Jamie Foxx does an amazing job. Like, the cast is fantastic. Al Pacino has one of the best speeches of his career. It's shot well. It's edited like, in this great way. And it was prescient about the relationship of... American society with its sports and the toll that athletes put on themselves for the money, for the entertainment, and the way in which this machine just uses them and then spits them out. Man, it's still relevant to this day, even more so. Man, okay. The Golden Child on Gone. Oh, wait. Any Given Sunday on Gold Digger. You will see him on TV Any Given Sunday. Then Golden Child on Gone. See me at the airport. At least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince and this my sweet brother, Noomse. Noomse is one of the characters. And this is my sweet brother. Noomse is something that is said in the movie by Eddie Murphy, I think. Yeah. Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith on Gone. But if they ever flip sides like Anakin, which is just Star Wars in general, right? I don't even think, was Revenge of the Sith out when Gone came out? When did Revenge of the Sith come out? Revenge of the Sith came out 2005. Okay, so yeah, right at the same time that Late Registration was dropping. Wait, was it even, it was May 19th of 2005 and Late Registration came out, was it August? Late Registration, Oh no, it took me to the Wicca. it took me to the Pitchfork review. That's not what I wanted. I just wanted the Wikipedia article. Just give me that. August 30th. Okay, so really close. I mean, we know that Ye works up to the last minute, but and we already knew that Anakin was going to flip sides too. But Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I'm making this video so much longer than it needs to be. Diamonds from Sierra Leone. Close your eyes and imagine. Feel the magic. Vegas on acid, seen through Yves Saint Laurent glasses. Vegas on acid is essentially the premise of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. This is also an interpolation of a common line. Good morning, Vietnam. Diamonds from Sierra Leone. Which, good morning, this ain't Vietnam. The good, the bad, and the ugly. On the good, the bad, the ugly. We showing you the good, the bad, the ugly. That might be the most redundant thing I've said. Scary movie, on the good, the bad, the ugly. Busting scary movie nuts. I had to get the freak off that new Tom Cruise to the Moulin Rouge. And then Moulin Rouge, of course. Phantom of the Opera in Southside. With guys masked up like Phantom of the Opera. Dreaming of the day they push a phantom to the operas. Which is such a great line. Making that inversion on Phantom of the Opera to push a phantom to the operas. So good. 8 Mile, Southside. Can't wait till they say Ye ran up at the Oscars. Will Smith. Papa, I heard his life is like a movie, like when M played him and Mackay played Arasta. Okay. Do the Right Thing on Good Morning. I mean, did you even see the test? You got D's mother, D's Rosie Perez, which Rosie Perez is in Do the Right Thing. Back to the Future on Good Morning. Good Morning. And look at the valedictorian scared of the future while I hop in the DeLorean. The Pursuit of Happiness on Champion. We were sort of like Will Smith and his son in the movie. I talk about the rich ones. Purple Rain, Stronger. You know how long I've been on ya since Prince was on Apollonia. Snakes on a Plane, Good Life. Have you ever popped champagne on a plane while getting some brain? Whipped it out, she said, I've never seen Snakes on a Plane. Die Hard, Can't Tell Me Nothing. Because when you try hard, that is when you die hard. The Devil Wears Prada on Can't Tell Me Nothing. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada. Chicago on Everything I Am. You see how I creeped up. You see how I played a big role in Chicago like Queen Latifah. Saturday Night Fever, The Glory. So yeah, at the Grammys, I went Ultra Travolta. Oh, it's such a good line. I went Ultra Travolta. Yeah, that tuxedo might have been a little Guido. Yeah, okay. Yeah, in the, like, Travolta in the Saturday Night Fever movie just has that like deep V-cut suit tuxedo on. Yeah, New Jack City, Big Brother, and we know New Jack City, gotta keep my brother. Reservoir Dogs on Therapy. I'm gonna get a girl with an backside just as soft who swear men dogs like Reservoir, and I was Mr. Pink. In Reservoir Dogs, all the characters, like the main ensemble of these gangsters that are kind of betraying each other, all have color names like Mr. Pink, Mr. Orange, Mr. Blue. Is that right? It's been like 15 years since I've seen that movie. Austin Powers, Heartless. How could you be so Dr. Evil? Fun fact, that was a recommendation from Mr. Hudson. The line was initially, how could you be so effing evil? And then Ye said he didn't want to cuss. And Austin Powers was still relevant and popular at the time. And so while in a session with like a bunch of other artists, just throwing around lyrics, Mr. Hudson recommended, why don't you go with Dr. Evil instead of F and Evil, because it had the same rhythm to it. And so that's the history of that line. Misery on RoboCop. You're like the girl from Misery. The girl from Misery kidnaps her favorite author and breaks his ankles and is going to take care of him while keeping him hostage. It's kind of a scary situation. Stephen King book. RoboCop, because I don't want no RoboCop. You move in like a RoboCop. When did you become a RoboCop? Now I don't need no RoboCop. Pinocchio on Pinocchio Story. I just want to be a real boy. Pinocchio Story goes. Benjamin Button on Forever. When a guy blow up, they gonna build statues for me. Old money, Benjamin Button. What? Superbad on Forever. Now it's Superbad chicks giving me McLovin. Run the world like Michelle's husband. Ferris Bueller's Day Off on Forever. He ain't even go to class. Bueller. That song, just fitting in so many movie references. Driving Miss Daisy on Live Fast, Die Young. For All My Young Ladies, Ladies That Drive in Miss Daisy. Nightmare on Elm Street, Live Fast, Die Young. Dr. Martin Louis King Jr. and I'm Never Let the Dream Turn to Krueger's. That's interesting. That's cool. The Silence of the Lambs, In for the Kill. Hannibal Lecter, My American Psycho. A iller version of Ike, yo. Ike, yo, psycho. Okay. The Thriller version of Michael. Okay, that's cool. So you get Hannibal Lecter, American Psycho, and then the Thriller version of Michael. Okay. Ike, yo, psycho. Ike, yo, Michael. Okay. I'm sure he said it like Michael or something that went with like Ike, yo, psycho, Mike, yo. American Psycho, In for the Kill, of course, we just read it. Goodwill Hunting on Run This Town. I can spend my whole life Goodwill Hunting. Yep. Step Brothers, See Me Now. First of all, we all know the Beats is like a mix between Fergie and Jesus. Man, it's been so long since I've seen Step Brothers that I don't even know what the reference is there. Sleepy Hollow, Dark Fantasy, So Much Head I Woke Up in Sleepy Hollow. Malcolm X on Power, No One Man Should Have All That Power, which might be like not necessarily the movie reference, but just like a reference to Malcolm X in general. Lost in Translation on Power, Lost in Translation with the whole F Nation. I do wonder, I guess it's a movie reference. Austin Powers on Power, colon, Powers, Austin Powers, yeah. Malibu's Most Wanted on Monster, gossip, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a monster. So, oh yeah, we just talked about Malibu Most Wanted. It was an interpolation of the flow. Okay. And Napoleon Dynamite, a monster. Know that well. What you gonna do now? Whatever I want to do. Gosh, it's cool now. So that's just a quote reference. Scarface, Devil in a New Dress. The crib Scarface. Could it be more Tony? Tony's the name of the Scarface character. Shrek on E.T. Pockets on Shrek. Rockets on deck. Jungle Fever, No Church in the Wild. Coke on her black skin made it stripe like a zebra. I call that Jungle Fever. Ferris Bueller's Day Off on Gotta Have It. I'm gonna need a day off. I think I'll call Ferris up. Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Millet. True Romance on That's My Bitch. Twisted Love Story, True Romance. Gidget, The Joy. I don't even know what Gidget is. Okay, now one room got Gidget, the other got Bridget. Okay, Beverly Hills Cop to the world. Only guy in Beverly Hills. Where the hell is Axel Foley at? I'm guessing Axel is the name of the cop. There's Something About Mary, Mercy. Something About Mary, She Gone Off That Molly. Something About Mary, She Gone Off That Molly. Okay, Precious on Mercy. Plus, Yo, My Girl Make Your Girl Look Like Precious. In Too Deep on Don't Like. I was in too deep like Mekhi Phife. Hey, in that so deep I could have drowned twice. Holy Mountain on Sight. Everybody want to live at the top of the mountain. That's interesting. I don't know if that is... I'll be curious to see if they have the Holy Mountain reference on Violent Crimes, because I feel like that's more of a reference to Holy Mountain than... On Site, though, in our On Site season 4 dissect, we did reference how this is probably say that this is probably a reference to Holy Mountain, or at least it coincides with this idea of Holy Mountain. But Live at the Top of the Mountain is of itself like vague enough that you could say like not a direct reference to the movie, but given what we know about the staging, about how much Ye liked that movie, about this idea of reality being upon us and the journey on Yeezus. That's interesting. I'm like checking my own work, right? I like Travis and I are the ones that just have been saying all the Holy Mountain references. I don't think this exists or people are pointing this out without us writing that for the dissect season. Here I am kind of arguing against it. That's weird. Not even arguing against it, but just arguing that there's some room for interpretation. King Kong on Black Skinhead. They see a black man with a white woman at the top floor. They're gonna come to kill King Kong. 300 on Black Skinhead. I keep it 300 like the Romans, which just is a line that makes everybody be like, why'd you have to? It's the Trojans. The Water Boy on New Slaves. I'm about to wild the F out. I'm going Bobby Boucher. Bobby Boucher did wild out. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind on Hold My Liquor. When I parked my Range Rover, slightly scratched your Corolla. Okay, I smashed your Corolla. Is that an Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind reference? Did I completely... Is there a Corolla that gets smashed in Eternal Sunshine? Oh, man. Huh. Okay. Falling Down, I'm in it. Michael Douglas out the car now. Tron and I'm in it. My Move Like a Tron Bike. Star Wars on Guilt Trip. Star Wars Fur. Yeah, I'm rocking Chewbacca. Fight Club, I'm bound to. Start a Fight Club. Brad Reputation. Star Wars on Blessings. C-3PO like Star Wars. Forrest Gump on All Day. Stupid Guys Getting Money. Forrest Gump right now. Okay. Step Brothers on Pop Style. Wasn't it Forrest Gump and Step Brothers back to back earlier? No, it was Good Will Hunting and Step Brothers. Okay. All Day. Oh, wait. No. We already talked about that. Pop Style. Take You Out to the Garage and Do Some Karate. Okay, that I do remember from Step Brothers. RoboCop on No More Parties in LA. We Need the Turbo Thoughts, the High Speed Turbo Thoughts. Drop like RoboCop. Mulholland Drive on No More Parties in LA. I be thinking every day, Mulholland Drive, need to put up some goddamn barricades. I be paranoid every time. The pressure, the problem, I be driving. The problem is I be texting, which, yeah, Mulholland Drive is the road in and of itself. I think we would try and make an argument, same thing with like Top of the Mountain, that you can make the argument that it is a reference to Holy Mountain. Same thing here, Mulholland Drive, with how many movie references Ye makes. And then there is some paranoia that's in Mulholland Drive as this kind of a psychological thriller. And we actually have an article on Film Colossus explaining the end of that movie if you've ever wanted an explanation of the end of that movie. So just go to filmcolossus.com, you know, and look up Mulholland Drive. But Travis wrote a good majority of it. He's working on some edits for it right now, but... there is a crash on Mulholland Drive in that movie, but just in general, Mulholland Drive is a pretty iconic road in Los Angeles and a dangerous road to be driving on. If you've ever seen it or driven on it, it's very high up and there aren't really barricades and the road's constantly sidewinding or switchbacking all around. Okay. Friday, I thought about killing you. I thought I was past my Debo ways. Yeah, that's a reference, Debo. Friday on Yikes, After I Hit It by Felicia. By Felicia, of course. That's the way that I'ma leave it up. Bad Boys 2 on Violent Crimes. I Answered the Door like Will Smith and Martin. Man, do we have a problem. All right, so we don't get the Holy Mountain reference. So, Reality is Upon Us, I think is a direct quote in the Holy Mountain. So the fact that they have Reality is Upon Us. Reality... is Upon Us, Holy Mountain. So that's another one that should be added to this. I'll have to look that up. Maybe it's not, but I think we definitely... Oh, Real Life Awaits Us. Okay, and we can only assume. All right, yeah. So he says Real Life Awaits Us, which is similar to Reality is Upon Us, but there is a lot of similarities between, like, those concepts. So we make that case that it might be a reference, but it's not, maybe not direct enough to make this list. Okay, so where were we? Meet the Fockers on Violent Crimes. Matter of fact, Marlon, this ain't Meet the Fockers. I'll beat his ass. Pray I beat the charges. Mad Max Ecstasy. That's why they go on Mad, Mad, Mad Max. Star Wars on Na Na Na. I know you think Obi-Wan getting tired now. Don't jump, Anakin. I got the higher ground. Tron Legacy and Off the Grid. We off the grid. Wait, is that a Tron Legacy reference? We off the grid. I mean, in Tron, you're on the grid when you're on your Tron bikes and you're battling. But is We Off the Grid? Oh my God. We did the whole season on Donda and may not have talked about Off the Grid and how it relates to the simulation and getting like off the... Oh, fuck. That's frustrating. Okay. Because we talked about it in terms of like getting, I mean, I think we got to the same idea, like the idea of getting away from society and the expectations of society and putting distance between yourself and everyone else just for your mental health, for the state of thing. Like it's sometimes something that you need to do, especially when you're Ye's popularity level, right? So we talked about it in terms of like going out to Wyoming or flying off to like Paris or Italy, Japan, those kinds of things, but not in the idea of like Tron and the way in which the bikes are only supposed to move on the grid and like there's some big thing where the character starts moving like off the lines of the grid and like breaking down the game world. Oh my goodness. Okay, guess who off the grid? Some say Adam can never be black because I feel weird even reading that line, but I guess that's guess who. I don't know enough about that movie. I guess that's a joke they make in that movie. Talladega Nights, Believe What I Say, Little Baby Jesus, Ain't Laughing No. In Talladega Nights, you just have the dinner prayer. What do you call it? The blessing before you eat, where they keep saying like, Little Baby Jesus. Black Panther, Keep My Spirit Alive, not Wakanda, but Wakanda is kind of like what we're about to make. Fight Club on Broken Road, that wasn't me, that was Tyler Durden. Baby Boy on Security, Butt Naked in the Kitchen Cooking Grits, Tell Your Mama, Come Give Me a Kiss. Baby Boy is a movie that Travis likes a lot, and I think he wrote about it on Film Colossus. Bruce Almighty on Sci-Fi, I Swear I Heard God, the voice of Morgan Freeman, and then Star Wars on First Time in a Long Time, My Diamonds on Petty, Lightsaber Like the Jedi. And then there were a couple updates. Like, I found another one, Jungle Fever. I removed Inglourious Basterds on this list because the version of Black Skinhead with the lines, what do you say to a masked man, this Inglourious Bastard that's rapping? We might have to burn this whole suit down like the theater that Hitler was trapped in. He sang on SNL and unfortunately got removed on the final version. And then I took all of your comments and suggestions. Some I added, some I didn't. I also removed the line I thought was a Matrix reference. It wasn't. It's Neo Soul music genre mention. So it took us 40 minutes to get through all of this. Probably would have been faster without all my asides, but if you've made it this far, you are fantastic. And that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses, your glasses, your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for our